This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Do we have our guest? Okay. I discovered something quite by accident. I wanted a drone to help me out with my YouTube channel. And I discovered the whole world of what shooters do with drones. And these have a lot of utility if utilized correctly. And if we get Mr. Kavanaugh hooked up, we're going to discuss all of that. I fly the Mavic Pro. Really? It doesn't say straight to voicemail. Okay. All right. I wanted to talk about drones, but that's okay. Maybe another time we will talk about drones. One of the reasons that I want everybody to care, huh? Okay. One of the reasons that I wanted to talk about everybody carrying a gun and just carry whichever one you like the most is because of the rise of the violent left. There's a bit of a gathering support for Antifa movements across the country, but especially in the Northwest. The Atlantic went out there, and the guy who wrote the article, Peter Beinart, he spent a lot of time walking readers through some of his recent clashes that have involved Antifa. The cancellation of their Rose Festival, the shutting down of a speech by Milo Yiannopoulos at Berkeley. But he goes on to make an interesting point about the nature of these protests. Since the Antifa members are mostly anarchists who believe in taking things into their own hands, they're necessarily stepping into territory reserved for democratically elected governments. What's eroding in Portland is the quality that Max Weber considered essential to a functioning state, a monopoly on legitimate violence. As members of a largely anarchist movement, the anti-fascists don't want the government to stop white supremacists from gathering. They want to do it themselves. But when they do that, they begin to render the government impotent. But they believe they're pursuing the opposite of authoritarianism. And many of their activists oppose the very notion of a centralized state. But in the name of protecting the vulnerable, they have granted themselves the authority to decide which Americans may publicly assemble and which may not. And that's something that rests on no democratic foundation. Unlike the politicians that they revile, the men and women of Antifa can't be voted out of office. They don't even disclose their names. They hide their faces. Their perceived legitimacy is inversely correlated with the government's. And that's why in the Trump era, the movement seems to be growing like never before. Because the president subverts the leftist democratic norms. And the progressives face a choice. They can recommit to the rules of fair play and try to limit the corrosive effect the president will have on their movement, but they're probably going to fail with that one. Or they can, in revulsion or fear or righteous rage, try to deny racists and Trump supporters their political right. That came from Middlebury to Berkeley to Portland. This is what they're thinking. So all of that could apply not just to the black bloc anti-fascist rioting in Portland, but to many of the student-led protest movements trying to shut down free speech and free assembly on campus. And this is the underlying point that conservatives have been seeking to make by showing up at these institutions despite the threats directed at them. Antifa and the far left cannot be allowed to decide who gets to exercise civil rights. That ought to be painfully obvious to everyone, but in liberal bastions like Portland or Evergreen State College or Berkeley, the authorities like to stand down and let the far left use the heckler's veto. And that means the extreme left is de facto in charge of these spaces, even though no one elected them to anything. The appropriate response to these violent thugs would be to crack down on them in the most literal terms. Now, recently, 3 Antifa members were arrested in the Northwest, and for some people, that's a bit of a start. But police noted that they were unable to identify who was responsible for multiple stabbing at the same rally because the offenders wore masks. And because those all involved refused to cooperate with law enforcement. So they not only committed multiple violent felonies, including an attack on a local news crew, they got away with it. That ought to worry everybody that's concerned with civil rights. That ought to worry everybody. But we'll see. When the authorities stand back and let them go to a certain point before they get involved, somebody's going to get killed over that one. Because when they're purely reactive that way, that's not going to turn out well for nobody. I'm waiting for them to come around the corner and run into some pipe hitters. I'm waiting for them to run into a group of former Marines or a bunch of Army buddies out for a beer or something, a bunch of bikers, a bunch of people who know exactly how to be violent to a frightening degree. And when they come and try to visit that violence upon them, they get their clocks cleaned. They get their heads handed back to them on a platter. And I'm sure that there will be some sort of a report saying, well, today, in clashes with alt-right, that kind of nonsense. Look, if you don't want to have violence, don't bring violence. I don't want to have violence. I'm not interested in violence. I'm certainly not interested in political violence. Aren't we supposed to be above that? And all of you who are full of righteous indignation that Trump was elected, are you mad at Trump? Because Trump didn't elect himself. Why are you mad at Trump? He was elected by your fellow Americans. And it's pretty split down the middle, so half of us want him and half of you don't. So I don't get you. I don't understand you. But I do understand violence. And you're going to visit it one day in a place where it's not a bunch of sheep standing there taking the hits. There's going to be some people show up with more than signs one day. And when they do, and when you go after them, and when they repel you, you've been warned. You have been warned. And I don't want to hear any crying out of you, because you should learn basic civility. We shouldn't be beating up on each other. We shouldn't be hitting each other in the head with bike locks. We shouldn't be punching each other in the face. Snatching clothing off each other. Snatching a hat because it says some slogan. How do you think that would work every time I saw somebody wearing a Che Guevara shirt? If I were to walk up and rip it off of him and stick my gun in his face and say, you really like the revolution? How would that play? Not very well, probably, right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Quinnipiac has come out with a new poll. They recently released results for a major poll they conducted on hot political topics. The headline for their June 28 press release announcing the poll results read, U.S. voters reject GOP health plan more than 3-1. National poll finds voters support gun background checks 94-5%. If you follow that issue, you know the background check results are totally bogus. And that inaccuracy should also cast some serious doubt on the health plan results as well. We've been seeing similar claims related to broad support for universal background checks repeated over and over again for years from Quinnipiac and other polling organizations, but when voters have actually been given the opportunity to cast a ballot on the issues, the results are always dramatically different. 3 years ago, voters in Washington State were asked to vote for I-594, the Universal Background Check Initiative, sponsored by Bloomberg and his conglomerate, Every Town for Gun Safety, and supported by billionaires locally like Bill Gates and Paul Allen. They spent $10 to $14 million urging yes votes compared to about $1 million spent by pro-rights groups. Despite the lopsided spending, the polls claiming the Washington voters supported the idea at rates of 85 to 95%, the measure squeaked by with a victory of only about 2%. Last year, he bought similar ballot measures in Nevada and Maine. And again, spending was heavily weighted in favor of the measures, and again, the pollsters reported close to unanimous support for them among voters. But in Nevada, the measure passed by less than 0.5%, winning a majority in only one county. And in Maine, the voters rejected the measure outright. This should further reinforce your idea that polls predicting, like they predicted the victory for Hillary Clinton, not only just a victory, but a landslide victory, that should tell you about polls. The very different voting versus the polling, we can attribute that to a lack of information on the part of the public being polled. Or we could say it's being intentionally manipulated by the pollsters. And what really raises questions about the most recent Quinnipiac poll is that the pollsters at Quinnipiac should be well aware of the results in Washington, Nevada, and Maine. If they were really seeking accurate answers, those numbers would clearly tell them that there are some serious flaws in their methodology. If they care about their methodology, then, for that matter. But if they press forward with the same flawed methodology generating the same proven inaccurate result, isn't that strong evidence of an intentional bias and an agenda-driven manipulation? And it should bring all of their polling results under suspicion. Polls are propaganda. They both begin with P, so remember that one. But polls being propaganda means that, depending on which way it's going, that'll tell you who's going to report on it. Now, newspapers and TV talking heads love polls. Advocacy organizations and politicians love them, as long as the polls go in their favor. That's because they believe we are herd animals. They believe that we want so much to be on the winning side of any issue. So if you tell people that everyone supports candidate A or favors universal background checks, people who don't have an educated opinion, they're hoping that the polls will have them fall in with the crowd that they perceive is going to be the winning one. Now, the good news for the politicians and the pundits is that it's relatively easy to get polls to say just about whatever they want. All it takes is asking the right questions of the right people. Simple questions like, which candidate do you prefer for president, can be manipulated by focusing the polling in geographic areas that lean heavily toward one party or another. But as the questions get more complicated, if you delve into legislative and policy issues, Then the results are even easier to manipulate because most people have only a limited understanding of the issues. And this is the reality. The sad reality is that most Americans don't think about politics. They don't follow issues. They don't pay attention to the news. They don't do any in-depth research. And I'll give you a good example, okay? I'll give you a good example. If you want to see what America cares about, look at what they're watching on YouTube or on TV. If they are somebody that has an interest, like in cars, photography, or animals, that's one thing. But if they're just watching video, the biggest video creators out there today are basically, their basic audience of true fans are children. Much the same way as the Twitterverse and some other things where Kim Kardashian rules, Katy Perry rules, Lady Gaga rules. Trump rules to a certain extent, but I mean, he is the anomaly. Most Americans don't follow issues. They don't look at the news, and that's not to say they don't look at the magic box, but they don't do any in-depth research. Barely half of eligible voters have enough interest to even bother casting a ballot in presidential elections, and that interest level drops exponentially as you move down the ballot, or if you get into questions about legislation. Now, human nature dictates that most of us think that we're a little smarter than the next guy, and that we have enough understanding of just about any topic to offer up an opinion. And that being the case, all a pollster needs to do is ask the questions in such a way as to elicit the answer that they are looking for. But most polling organizations, especially those based in prestigious universities like Quinnipiac, claim to be impartial and unbiased, above the fray, if you will. But the reality is a little different. Polls cost money, and the folks paying the bills are usually the ones with the agenda. So they're setting the agenda, they're commissioning the poll, and they're looking for the poll to corroborate the agenda. If you can find 95% of Americans that are, you know, that agree on anything, take some names and pass it to me, would you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report, you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532. 1-800-332-3232.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I give you a thought on your training from none other than Ron Avery, a very storied trainer. When you are not prepared to confront your own death and choose to fight courageously and die when that is the final outcome, for values and beliefs that are more important to you than life itself, then you are in truth unprepared, and you should never consider yourself well-trained. That pretty much speaks to this whole idea of partial combat, which a whole lot of people seem to share for some crazy reason. Fight a little bit. And maybe it not life and death. Maybe it's just to, you know, I don't know. If you are looking at an agenda-driven study that purports to prove the value or lack of value of a particular piece of equipment or technique, particularly when the report gets conclusions, assumptions, and suppositions mixed in with each other, right from the beginning, you should beware of that. Beware of it. You need to keep in mind that studies and research projects into the art of defensive shooting merely tell us what we did. They don't tell us what we should have done. The real issue in researching an actual gunfight is foolishly succumbing to sweeping conclusions drawn from an invariably minuscule number of samples. And in addition, much of the data from such research is extracted from second-hand observers. Even first-hand observers are influenced by prejudice and agendas and misperceptions. Confirmation bias routinely rears its ugly head. So, real non-biased research is a very rare commodity. So, when you see where researcher claims they have proven something, you should be skeptical. Particularly when they actively advocate for their conclusions long before their research ever started. Gun manufacturers, because these guys are, after all, selling a product, they often cite dubious studies, which are funded by themselves, that claim to prove the superiority of their product. What a coincidence! Would you think that their marketing departments are guilty of confirmation bias? When a researcher claims that a technique is invalid because it is not observed being used, that doesn't necessarily mean it would not have been beneficial had it been used. It just means people aren't doing it for whatever reason. That issue comes up frequently with the topic of the use of pistol sights. Some claim that pistol sights are useless because in actual gunfights, no one really sees or uses them. And that may be partially true, but the logical conclusion is not that the use of pistol sights could therefore never have been beneficial in any of those incidents, or that many shooters actually do make use of sights, but they just don't remember those kinds of details well. The fact that something isn't observed being done or isn't done well doesn't mean it can't or shouldn't be done, nor does it necessarily mean training to do it would not be beneficial. Years ago, trainers were told that holding a pistol in two hands is just a range technique because in an actual gunfight, everyone shoots with only one hand. The truth is, in actual gunfights, students that go to training will do whatever they've been trained to do. When their training is poor, poor results should not be surprising. You're going to fight the way you train. That's why training is of such paramount importance. This has been that way for a long time, too. The origin of that quote is Miyamoto Musashi, the swordsman from feudal Japan who had no master. He was what was referred to as a ronin. But he would go around fighting everybody just to work the technique, just to try to further his technique. He never lost a duel. He fought a lot of them with the wooden practice swords, which are just about as deadly as the real sword, but he fought plenty of real duels with real swords. And he finally, when he was, I don't know what age he was when he quit fighting, but he retreated to a cave where he wrote the Five Rings, which is still considered a very helpful volume to read when it comes just to overall fighting philosophy. But getting out there and saying that this technique or that technique is not going to work because you don't observe it, or if it's not the latest technique to do. I've seen a lot of people emulating whatever they see where somebody's got the gun really close to their face. That's not a bad technique. It's not a bad technique. It's not one that I do, but that doesn't make it bad. So, when you hear someone getting out there categorically and stating, this is not the way we train our students because studies have shown that this... Which studies, pal? And give me the details of the study. Whenever somebody quotes a study to you, the first thing should be, which one? When was it? Let me see it. Can I see the thing in writing, please? I don't want to hear a quote. I want to see the study. If they can't quote it, if they can't produce it, well, they might be doing a little conflation of data. gunfighting is very rarely pulled apart to any degree of what I would call accuracy. Because perception begins to change when you're in the gunfight. And people who observe it from secondhand observation, the accounts brought up by the cops as they put together the shooting scene or whatever it turns out to be, a lot of that's just conjecture. It has no basis in being called fact. In a court of law, it has to just be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, but it's never established in a lot of cases as fact when you're reconstructing something. So, beware studies, beware polls, beware warnings of technique. Default to constantly training, default to being ready, and if you do have to defend yourself, if you are truly prepared, you're going to go all in that fight. You can't go partially. You got to go all in. Not something to be done by the faint of heart, really true, but you'd be surprised what you're capable of. There's so much hidden within you. All you have to do is call it up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID.
Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. And, I mean, if you've got your gun, you got your magazines, you got your ammunition, they got everything else at TacticalHolsters.com. Now, I advocate training. Training, training, training. If you carry multiple handguns that are different types of platforms, intensive training with each one so that you can easily run them all. If you only run one platform, it doesn't have to be quite as intensive because you just have to learn that one method. But there's a certain amount of debate over whether training should be required at all for a person to be able to legally carry a concealed weapon. A related topic that some people debate is just how proficient a person has to be in order to legally carry a gun. You would first want to know how to use your gun in your concealed carry holster. If they have to use it, they should be able to put rounds on target as well. Not only does that stop a bad guy, but it also keeps bystanders safe. And in fact, some states even require qualification shots in order to get a license, here in South Carolina, for example. Professionals like state and local police and federal law enforcement have to qualify every few months with their weapons in order to do their jobs. But if you talk to some concealed carry instructors, then they'll tell you a person needs to be at the instructor's range every weekend taking classes with them. Every possible hour needs to be devoted to training, and every dollar needs to be committed to the instructor's pocket. Otherwise, a person is just being irresponsible. But how proficient, given there's a lot of things to take into consideration. The first thing to take into consideration is that I think most people who actually have to use self-defense with a gun aren't highly trained. But they are sufficiently disciplined. What's the difference? The difference is that when you are not highly trained, but you are sufficiently disciplined, you don't pull the trigger prematurely. Now, that is an indicator of a very high degree of common sense and proficiency of thought. Because people who are concealed carriers are told they can't use their weapon unless they are in imminent danger of death or bodily injury. So in 95 to 97% of the cases where a gun is drawn and presented at a bad guy, the trigger's not pulled. And that's obviously because the dynamic changes when the gun is introduced. Now, you might get the idea from some people that unless a person is basically Annie Oakley, they're a danger to themselves and others, and they have no business even target shooting, let alone caring for self-defense. But it's also been said that if a person can screw in a light bulb, they probably have the requisite skill to carry. I mean, with most gunfights happening at a distance of about 7 feet, and with four shots exchanged altogether, average, how hard is that to do when somebody's standing right in front of you? Plenty of people who aren't shooting instructors, who aren't off-duty police, and have never served in the infantry, have successfully defended themselves with a firearm, despite minimal training and not having gone through a qualification shoot. What do we know about most of the defensive shootings? First, we know that most studies into the matter indicate the typical defensive shooting will be at close range. We know it's going to be over quick, and it will conclude with only a few shots fired, though a long-range shot may be required. We know that hitting center mass doesn't guarantee a stop, and that accuracy under stress declines greatly. Since the chest cavity contains the cardiovascular system, and it's easier to hit than the brainstem, that makes it a sure hit than a headshot. And your heart is about the size of a big apple, the lungs are about the size of two butternut squash when fully inflated. The chest cavity where they reside is roughly the size of a watermelon. Now the brainstem, that's pretty much the off switch of most things that live on this planet. It's about the size of an avocado in us humans. So you need to be able to hit an area roughly the size of a watermelon at close range. How good do you have to be to do that? Now, I train as much as I can, as much as time permits, as often as JT can get us some time, I go and I train with him. Because when I have a question of JT, I'm dealing with a guy who has been in gunfights. Recently. You know, he's a street cop, and he's been on plenty of real-world things. So that's why I do the kind of training I do. And you should definitely be able to put your rounds on target if you have to. JT, I always let JT do my target because JT always does something called a kill box. And then inside the kill box, he does a smaller kill box. And JT, being a sniper, what he wants me to do is aim at that smaller kill box, knowing I'm probably not going to put all the rounds in the smaller kill box because of the way I shoot. But if I'm aiming at the smaller kill box, he says aim small, miss small. So the smaller the target you're working with, the smaller the pinpoint area you're trying to put rounds into, the better you're going to be. But do we need to pretend that you have to be able to shoot a cloverleaf that is spinning in the air at 100 yards with a derringer to be able to defend yourself? Do we need to pretend that everybody needs to train to this degree? Any of you that have been to a concealed carry permit class, inevitably there's going to be a bunch of people show up with these little pocket pistols, these little 380s, the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard, the Ruger LCP. This is what they intend to carry. And, you know, the thought of, I would take mine to the range to see how it's shot. But you should shoot that until it works. I mean, JT was trying to work with a gun. I'm not going to mention the manufacturer's name. But he was trying to work with a gun that he was thinking about carrying for himself or maybe his wife. Although his wife is going to start carrying a 1911 by Rock Island in 9mm. And he's trying out this gun, and it's just not going to work. the spring on the slide was just too much for her to manipulate, and if she can't operate the gun, it's no good to her. I mean, he and I were having to work to get it to push back. So how good do you need to be? You need to be able to hit a watermelon-sized target at about 7 feet. You need to be fast enough to be the first one on point. And you need to have enough judgment to know whether you need to pull the trigger. Training to put everything in the size of a baseball, that just means it's going to be easier to hit the watermelon-sized target. So the more you train, the easier your mission becomes. If your mission is self-defense with a gun. Training that way means that you rise above the nominal level of proficiency you need, and you become highly proficient. Getting out there and making that a requirement in order to be able to carry a gun, that is a horse of a different color. That is a mandate that we should never, ever allow or see. And yet that's something they're constantly pushing. He's carrying a gun and he has no training. Well, yeah. But he likely isn't going to do anything bad with it. We see this all the time. Gun grabbers, they just kill you. Well, I was supposed to have had a guest this hour. We're not going to have him next hour for sure. But I wanted to talk about drones, but we'll do that another day. We will do that another day. Maybe I'll talk about the trip to the range day before yesterday with JT. I take out some nice pieces and we'll talk about them. When we get back, hour number three is looming. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.